We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 19 of Joy. Our title today is Strength from His Joy. Mother Teresa said, joy is strength. Our text comes to us from Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 9 and 10. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, this day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people wept as they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Where do you get your strength? The origin determines the level and longevity of your strength. Some people derive their strength from their success. However, they quickly discover that achievements don't bring lasting satisfaction. Others think that true fulfillment comes through possession or popularity, yet both can quickly diminish. The only lasting satisfaction in life comes through a relationship with the one who created you. Jesus is the only one who can provide lasting joy. And lasting joy in Jesus can provide you with continual and increasing strength. Nehemiah 8:10 contains one of the greatest statements about joy found in all of Scripture. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. To properly grasp the magnitude of this statement, you must understand the moment that preceded it. The book of Nehemiah describes the return of the exiles from Babylonian captivity to the holy city, specifically detailing the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. Nehemiah faced extreme opposition to the rebuilding project from neighboring rulers. However, miraculously, the walls went up and were completed in just 52 days. It was an incredible feat as Nehemiah gathered the people together, equipped them, and led them to rebuild. One would think the next event would be a huge celebration. However, the people of Jerusalem decided instead to ask Ezra to read from the book of the law of Moses. Nehemiah 8 describes what took place. Preparations were made, a platform was built, and Ezra began to read the scriptures. While Ezra read, some of the Levites walked among the crowd to make sure that everyone understood what was being read. This occurred on the first day of the seventh month in the square before the water gate. Since this was a public place, everyone could hear the word of God proclaimed. Up until this point, the law could only be read inside the temple courts, and thus only the men could hear it. Now, however, everyone, men, women, children, rich, poor, learned, uneducated, everyone could hear God's word being read aloud. Ezra read from the scroll for 6 hours, and the people stood up out of respect for God's word. What happened next is amazing. People raised their hands and they shouted, Amen! Amen! They bowed down and they worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The people were so overwhelmed with emotion at hearing God's word that they began to weep. Ezra and Nehemiah told the people to stop weeping. Then they instructed the people to celebrate by eating and drinking. And finally, the statement was made, this day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. On the first day of their new year at the Feast of Trumpets, God's people celebrated their new lease on life. On this incredible day, after being enslaved for 70 years, the people rejoiced as they were reminded that the joy of the Lord is their strength. They were finally free, and the joy of the Lord is what brought them through all their suffering. That same joy from the Lord overwhelmed them as God's word was proclaimed. That joy led them to worship, weep, and rejoice. This verse reminds us that as believers, our source of strength is not found in our own abilities or through any of life's circumstances. Rather, our strength comes from the joy we receive by knowing and serving the Lord. Nothing will give us sustaining strength like the joy of Jesus. Today we ask, what worldly sources have you unsuccessfully tried to find your strength in? Nehemiah and Ezra proclaimed to the people of God something that they were all currently experiencing, the joy of the Lord as their strength. So what do you think that celebration was like after all those years in captivity? How can you thank God for the joy He provides? How is that joy your strength? Spend some time today thanking God that His joy is your strength. Please pray with me. Jesus, we thank You that You are our strength always. Your word often overwhelms us as it did the people in Nehemiah's day, that we want to weep, but maybe be reminded that Your joy is what gives us strength. Lord, today for those who are weeping, would You help them to feel Your joy, and may it strengthen them as they lift their eyes and praise to You, sweet Jesus. We love You so. Amen.